This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Bruce Bechtel. He and his colleague Anthony Celso, the authors of a new book, Rogue Allies, the strategic partnership between Iran and North Korea. Strategic weapons is a euphemism for nuclear weapons. There were Iranian VIPs, you're reporting, Bruce, I remember from the time, at the third underground test in North Korea. Do we have any indication that North Korea has transferred, sold, bartered its nuclear weapons capability or its ability to miniaturize a nuclear weapon and put it on a missile? Has any of that been transferred to Iran?
Oh, that's a lot of details you asked me to describe. And a lot of it's in the book and in my past book, which I know you've also read, which is entitled North Korean Military Proliferation in the Middle East and Africa. So just to review, North Korea was working with Iran on for a warhead that the North Koreans already have. That's a highly enriched uranium warhead that the North Koreans got the designs for from the Pakistanis. They were cut off from the Pakistanis in 2001, as were the Iranians. So they were working on that with the Iranians. They also provide some of the raw uranium that the Iranians need. And very, very importantly, North Koreans like to dig, John. They love tunnels. The North Koreans have built almost all of the underground nuclear facilities where they got to run those centrifuges to process that uranium and make it highly enriched so they can weaponize it. Almost all of those underground facilities were constructed by the North Koreans for the Iranians. So there's that. In addition, the Hwasong-15 missile that I just described to you in our last segment, the North Koreans have sold that to the Iranians. That whole thing, believe it or not, started way back in 2013. It's very interesting, and I don't want to ramble on about this, but the booster for the Hwasong-15 is a 80-ton rocket booster, and it's come to light that that engine is based on a Ukrainian engine, and you can imagine that. The RD is in Romeo Delta 250. The North Koreans either stole that or got it from corrupt, manufacturers or corrupt government officials way back in the early 20-teens, and then made an engine for one missile that had one of the thrusters in it, because that engine has two thrusters. That was successfully test launched. And then they made another engine that was almost identical, had two thrusters, 80 tons of thrust, to give that long range to a missile. And that's what ended up being the booster rocket for the Hwasong-18. And that also ends up being the 80-ton rocket booster that Iran was sanctioned for by the American government 2 months after the JCPOA agreement was signed.
Well, we
the government knew about that trade all the way back in 2013, but they waited. This was, of course, during the Obama administration. They waited until after the JCPOA was signed, and then they sanctioned both the Iranians and the North Koreans for the sale of that missile.
What we have from the professor's presentation we need to get to, which is this is not just North Korea to Iran. This is the axis of resistance. The arsenal of resistance is North Korea. But Russia contributes to North Korean technology, both nuclear and conventional. China contributes to everyone's technology, dual-use technology and machineries. And all four work together for their own purposes, but they, despite having no ideological similarities whatsoever, Maoism in China, capitalism in Russia, well, piracy in Russia. In Tehran, we have an ideology that is and said to be a purist idea of Shia. And in North Korea, we have a cult worships the Kim family. Those, what they have in common are their enemies and their ability to work together. And I want to mention this before we just concentrate too much on machines and weapon systems. Cyber, there is the new exchange. What can we say about the cyber capabilities of North Korea? How sophisticated is it on the world scale of Russia and Tehran are very good at theft and malware? How good is North Korea?
Well, I'm really glad you brought that up, John. North Korea largely got its technology for its cyber stuff, the cyber things that it does, from China. And by the way, this is described in detail and largesse in the book. So I hope those of your listeners who go out and buy the book, they'll be able to see that. It has become extremely effective and important for the North Koreans. And here's why. They use it for several things. One, they use that to target electronically American targets, which they've done several times, and especially South Korean targets. Two, they use it for cyber theft. North Korea is the number one cyber theft in the world, several years running, number one cyber theft entity. The North Koreans are. And three, and this may be the most important thing, they use it for laundering. There used to be this big, you know, network that involved the triads and all kinds of other things, and that's still there. But the North Koreans have been rapidly moving towards laundering their dirty money using cyber. And they have become very successful at it. And what does that do for us? Well, for us, it's already been a real challenge to enforce our sanctions on the North Koreans. Those are clever guys. The cyber aspect of it just makes it all the more difficult. And think about this, John. The United States government has a hard enough time getting its arms around how we control our own Bitcoin, right? How are we going to control an international entity that's doing that and get our allies to help us? Because the other countries in civilized democratic states in the world are having the same issues we are. North Korea has been very smart to figure this out, and it's just made the ability to deter them more difficult. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to say 30 seconds. So what North Korea is adept at, hostility, espionage, sabotage, and theft. But it's also very good at stealing cryptocurrencies and using that cryptocurrency to finance its arsenal of resistance. And now we're going to put it all into action. Blue Spectral, Anthony Celso, Rogue Allies, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.